Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. When we talk about opioid addiction, we forget that many people who need opioids are cancer patients and others in chronic pain. So how do we balance their need to live a tolerable life and also prevent opioid abuse?
A recent study noted a solution already working across the U.S. In states where marijuana is legal, there are fewer opioid prescriptions being filled.
That's a reverse from the last 25 years, where opioid prescriptions had increased by 300% and is one major way people become addicted.
But with medical marijuana now legal in 33 states and recreational use being legal in 9 states along with D.C., people may be choosing marijuana to relieve their pain instead of opioids.
In fact, the numbers show states allowing medical marijuana had fewer people between the ages of 18 and 54 filling opioid prescriptions.
Around 37 million Americans used marijuana in the past year, even though it hasn't been federally approved. Some recent studies suggest that marijuana may be an effective alternative to opioids for certain types of pain.
In one study, 70% of 17,000 patients being treated for cancer pain reported better pain management with marijuana. In another study, 64% of patients said they were able to take fewer opioids on marijuana.
Even though marijuana use is still controversial, if it can prevent opioid addiction while keeping patients comfortable, this seems like a fair trade-off to reduce the deadly crisis with opioids.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.